Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Manufacturers are embracing robots, the perfect pandemic worker. Orders for automated machines are up 30% at manufacturers like Eastman Machine Company as producers race to meet booming demand as economies recover but face a skilled labor shortage and continuing virus concerns.
The demand is basically exploding, so you just need somebody to understand how to set the machine and push the button and run it.
The dagger has been raised behind the back of the American dream as Biden's policies stagnate the job market. The human workplace grows more obsolete.
Able-bodied and/or able-minded adults tend to contribute more to society than they cost, meaning that they can afford to live off their wages and still contribute to businesses or their community at large, making the world a richer place. But in this post-automation world, we don't really need them to balance sheets, real to real estate, or generally manage general management positions. That will all be done by machines. What won't change is that humans still need to be fed with food and housed in homes and transported with transport, and all of this puts a drain on finite resources.
Total and complete absolute vindication. The United Nations is directing a planetary corporate government with a World Medical ID app on your phone that is then used to track everywhere you go, what you do, to charge you carbon taxes for everything you eat, everywhere you travel, and it also surveils you in live time. Even the New York Times is like, wow, this is beyond North Korea, but we guess it's needed. Everyone by law will have a phone, and they say if you don't want a phone, they're going to come out with chips. This is being announced on TV. And or they're going to biometrically scan your hand or your retina, and it's going to track you in live time. And if you don't either wear a bracelet or have a hand scan or the chip or the phone, you will be arrested and you will spend 5 years in a labor camp. They're also announcing that you will, quote, do labor. You're not going to just be in this camp and do no work. Also, the CDC has announced its shielding program to, quote, shield children during an outbreak, to take them from their families who aren't even sick and put them in government camps for their safety. The Holy Grail is getting you to hand your children over. If you'll do that, they've spiritually won. It's over.
A radical plan to crack down on social media abuse is being considered by the federal government. For more Nine's Oliver Haig joins us live in Adelaide. Ollie, how will it work?
Well, good morning. Essentially, it will work the same as a passport. Australians forced to submit 100 points of identification, like their driver's license or passport, when using social media accounts like Facebook and Twitter. Now, police would have access to those social media accounts, and it's all part of a crackdown on online abuse. Now, users could be liable for defamation suits or even criminal prosecution, and it's all part of a plan hoping to deter people from engaging in bad behaviour.
Bloomberg reported that labor shortages and rising wages are pushing U.S. business to invest in automation. A recent Federal Reserve survey of chief financial officers found that at firms with difficulty hiring, one-third are now implementing or exploring automation to replace workers. Executives from a range of businesses confirmed that trend. The number of industrial robots installed in the world's factories have more than doubled to about 3 million. Automation has been spreading into service businesses, too. According to Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, by 2025, more than half of all current workplace tasks will be performed by machines, as opposed to 29% today.
We are in the midst of the fourth industrial revolution. Technology will change everything. business models, but it will also change society. Mm-hmm. And we have to be prepared for it. The new technologies like artificial intelligence, like drones, blockchain, can bring many benefits for society. So we have to be prepared to make sure that we exploit those benefits.
John Bound reporting.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that would ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Sort of a one world order that they're moving toward. And this is not a conspiracy theory, Alex. This is a conspiracy. And what we have to understand is that the big take is the United States of America. We're in this battle between really competing ideologies, and this is no kidding. And the competing ideologies is whether we're going to continue on as a democracy and a constitutional republic, or whether we're going to go become a communist country. My father was a World War II vet, and my mom, right? Thank God that she decided to have as many kids as she did. They handed my brothers and sisters on a silver platter a beautiful country. Okay? I am not about to take that platter that I was given and turn it over to my children and my grandchildren as a communist country. Politically, people have to get active. When somebody says to me or somebody says to you in around the Thanksgiving table here coming up, if you could afford the turkeys that might be on the shelves, and they say, well, I don't do that political thing. Outside politics is for whatever. Then you know what? And you better not complain, because our entire lives right now, everybody, every American, their lives are wrapped around politics right now. If you don't think that something's changing, you don't feel the way I feel right now, you don't feel the way these 5,000 people out here feel, then something's wrong. What we're really facing is an attack or an assault on all of our basic rights. I mean, I think the real issue here in play is the attack on freedom of speech. You have this incredibly failed foreign policy by the Biden administration. You have, you know, more and more very clear evidence coming out about COVID and really the conspiracy behind COVID and some of the things that are happening with it. I applaud you for, it was one of your interviews 10 years ago, probably 10 years ago, may have been more than 10 years ago now, where you actually were talking about these issues and you covered it for quite a while, actually, at that time. And I think you got a lot of bashing by, you know, by others in the media and by others around the world, because it was like, oh, this guy, Alex, and lo and behold, here we are a decade later, and they have implemented this strategy, this Great Reset strategy.
The globalists have said in their white papers, in their own UN documents, that they want to create race-specific bioweapons and other systems to depopulate the planet. A lot of this, from my sources, is that they're preparing to release bioweapons, claim that they're naturally occurring, and then use that as the cover for civil emergency societal control, crackdowns on free speech. Obama put the internet kill switch in 5 years ago, and when he got confronted by Congress, he said, well, it's in case the bird flu or SARS gets out. Just type that in. CDC says internet kill switch is in case bird flu or SARS breaks out, and they have to control panic and direct every website in the U.S. to one government announcement. And we looked at every angle and believe a bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the U.N. has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government.
In a powerful hour-long interview, General Flynn lays out the peaceful blueprint to save our republic and the world. The interview goes live on Wednesday, November 17th at high noon. Find the interview at band.video and infowars.com.
It's Wednesday, November 17th. The year is 2021. And coming up in the third hour today, we are going to air large portions of the hour-long emergency warning that General Flynn laid out for me Saturday that just blew my crew away. And again, I don't have a bunch of yes men around me. I have people that tell me what they really think, and this was the most powerful thing. It is the blueprint. I totally agree with General Flynn to take the country and the world back, and the fact that it's do or die time. So that is going to be in the third hour today, and it will also go live at band.video, which, again, you can't share that on Twitter or Facebook, but you can share its backup URL that takes you to the same place, and it even has links to the videos itself that you're able to share, freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv, and please share that link. This is going to be a very powerful interview. We posted a little clip of it yesterday that's got 500,000 views on band.video, but it needs to get 20, 30, 40, 50 million views. Okay, you just heard a clip of where I was saying 3.5 years ago that they would release a bioweapon and say it was naturally occurring. I specifically said out of China. I can see all the pre-programming. These are all PR rollouts that are targeting people at a subconscious level, so at about a 70 IQ point level. I mean, by that, people are basically asleep. And so it's very dumbed down. And, I mean, I said just a week and a half ago, I said, Gates likes everybody to know he's in charge of the government. And he's been somewhat removed from the direct command of the scientific division of the New World Order, which is the most important division under the banking cartel. And that he might, and a more radical group within their group might even just accelerate things, including a war with China. And so I said last week, anybody can go find the clips. I think I said it about 10 times at least on air. What was it about? How many days ago did Gates come out and say smallpox being released by terrorists is imminent in airports? Was it 9, 10 days ago? I probably played the clip more than 10 times here. So I guess we talked about it more than 10 times. And I said, now I believe they'll hit us with smallpox. I mean, that's just what they do. And people will be like, logically, wow, he just said it and it just happened. Well, he likes to rub it in your face. He likes to terrorize people that are awake. And then he likes to further dumb down those that are in a sleep state. And so here it is. Yahoo News, FBI investigating vials labeled smallpox found in a lab near Philadelphia. Just in, FBI CDC investigating questionable vials labeled smallpox found at Merck Lab near Philadelphia. Of course, they knew exactly what was labeled. They knew what was going on. And that's just to heighten the fear a little bit more. And that's how I was able on 9/11, which radical Islam does exist, and that goes on, and you see the globalists backing radical Islam today or Orthodox Islam. But I said on 9/11, I said, 80% chance the next month the deep state launches a bio attack to distract off of people looking at evidence of bombs inside the buildings and just to create more fear. I just said that's how they operate, and I think that'll happen. And of course, we now know that the deep state mailed out the anthrax and they tried to frame several different patsies and finally killed the third patsy. So I've learned kind of the satanic algorithm they operate on. And so when you study them long enough, you know what they're going to do next. I mean, you know what cards they have to play. And most of the time, you can even guess what they're about to play. So this is a big deal. And it ties in with imminent conflict with China. China and the globalist arm that are in bed with it, that have married it. It's a league of doom, a legion of evil. They've already couped the U.S. They've already pretty much got control. They don't control some of the governors and legislatures and some people in Congress, but they're making their move to sew up the takeover of the United States and the merger into the globalist system. And so I've got an incredible report on that from Greg Reese that we're going to be airing coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's on Infowars.com. With the support of big banks, the CCP prepares for world domination. And I just want to tell everybody it's time to pray to God, because I'm a pretty focused person that's been getting ready for this for a long time. And I'm telling you, as a man and as somebody that doesn't have fear, generally, I can tell you that we are crossing the threshold right now to hell on earth. So get right with God. And, I mean, there could be nuclear war within days. I mean, it's just so sad. We're so cursed. And there's already a space war going on. It's just really bad. So, and I'll try to explain it all when we come back, and just so much more. But there's a good chance this could get backed off a month, a year, 2 years. But the Pentagon and the whole system says war with China is going to happen. And I'm going to explain how there's different factions and how that's going to play out. But there's a good chance it could get out of control. We'll have a full-blown nuclear war. So get right with God.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Civilization and the rise of the technocracy robot hell. Prepare to die. Or be part of the Great Awakening and choose the truth and choose God and do the right thing no matter what happens to you. It's that commitment that'll take us out of this. Not many of us adults, but if we do the right thing and fight hard, our children will be protected by God. But if we won't stand for our children, and if we'll let the enemy come at them with these bioweapons disguised as vaccines, God will remove the final hedge and all hell will be unleashed. Okay. You know, it was Bill Gates that funded Peter Daszak and Fauci. Not just the Wuhan lab, but at the University of Texas, Galveston, and at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and other level 4 bioweapons facilities for Detroit, Maryland, that created the COVID-19. And the COVID-19 is only a weak version of other generations they have on ice in liquid nitrogen. And it's synthetic nanotech based off of those viruses. And they are prepared to release toxic, self-replicating poisons, is what they are, that have a 99 to 100% kill rate. And when you get it, it makes Ebola look like a walk in the park. Blood just starts coming out of every orifice of your body, and it kills you in just a matter of a day or so once you contract it. And they're preparing with drones to fly over all the major cities of the world, spray this on you. But first, they got to get everything locked down. They got to get their police state in place. They got to get the robots in place, the self-driving cars in place. They got to drill everybody like a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drill that, oh, you know, progressive viruses are worse and things get worse, but it's really global warming. And, you know, if we're just good and do what they say and learn to be locked down and learn to be controlled and learn to obey and wear our masks and stay in our houses and take our shots, then we'll be safe. So that when they really start killing everybody, you will Stockholm syndrome and just stay there and die. So I'm sorry to have to really just be completely honest with everybody, but I mean, this is happening, okay? And you have to understand that. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you're in the FBI. I don't care if you're a professor. I don't care if you're a big banker. I don't care if you're in Hollywood. You're all going to get killed. So the decision's been made to kill everybody, and I've been trying to stop it, okay? They tried to recruit my dad when he was in high school. He got out of it. Okay? But, I mean, this is all extremely real, and you just better understand that it's going down. Okay? They have committed to this criminal action. And if they think they're going to lose in the extermination operation, they'll just start a nuclear war. The only way to stop them would be for a total mass epiphany and awakening. Now, the good news is that's happening. And I could go over a lot of examples of it, but we have successfully laid this out first and in the most detailed ways. That's why we're public enemy number one. And people now see each chapter unfolding as I said it would. And so, I mean, I can tell you that people now are just coming out and admitting the truth to themselves. I mean, Joe Rogan last night came over to visit, and then we did a podcast together with Tim Pool, who's very nearby. And, you know, Joe just said on the show, this is a cult. This is a brainwashing cult. This is a global group of psychotics that want total power. Basically gave me a hug when he left. He said, wow, you were just right about everything, basically is what he said. And he said that on air, too. But Joe's legitimately very freaked out. He should be, because he loves his children. And so is Tucker Carlson and a lot of other people. So we've got a real shot if enough leaders understand what's happening. But if we don't, it's all over. Now, it was General Flynn that I first heard from. And some other people in the military that deal with medical issues. People in the military that deal with science. About the simulant virus proteins. And that's really what they're spraying on people. It's not a normally replicating virus. They hit Texas. They hit Florida. They hit what they want. And that Flynn interview is coming up in the third hour, but even a year ago when I heard that from Flynn, I was just kind of like, really? Even I have trouble believing they're actually already doing it, and they are. The people that run the Democratic Party, the Communist Chinese, are running around spraying this stuff into ventilation systems. And that's directly from the highest levels of the Pentagon, just so you know. I mean, they know what's going on, and their hands are tied. And the globalists are poking, trying to get a civil war going so that we'll be in a civil war while China takes over the South China Sea. And then just from there, all the dominoes fall. So I'm a moral person. I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes. But I'm a good, true person that loves God and I love justice. And I have a responsibility to fight this. But I understand that they've wargamed every aspect of this. And you could remove the entire leadership at the top of the Pentagon and the rest of it. They're not even running anything. This is all technocrats now. This is AI out of big tech. And they've turned over it. It's already turned over to AI. And it's not going to work well. This is going to be spectacularly horrible. And it's because crazy people have been put in charge. I mean, why did Hitler do all the stuff he did? And hundreds of millions got killed as a result of the chain reaction that came out of that. Because these people like death, folks. And the people running things are way more twisted and sick than Hitler. I mean, Hitler was an amateur set up by British intelligence to lead the world into war. So I understand what they're doing. I can see their whole plan. And I can just tell everybody that signed on to this, you're crazy because you're going to die. I mean, this is, you might as well just pour gasoline on yourself and light yourself on fire because it's all going up in flames. I mean, you are destroying yourself. And I'm not trying to demoralize people here. We have to be totally honest about how much trouble we're in if we've got any hope, because hardened military veterans and others that are the real deal and can barely mentally deal with this. So I understand it's hard to face this, okay? But you're being hit by modern war. This is absolutely real. And you've already been put into a dystopia. You're already wearing a death shroud over your face. You're already marked for death. And only admitting that is going to get us out of this. And all I care about is doing the right thing in front of God. Because I'm not scared of these people. I've got fear. And not in a bad way. It's love, fear of removal from God. And that's the only reason I can even face these truths and stand against these people, is because I am continually, millisecond to millisecond, being empowered by God.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover us. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us on this live Wednesday, November 17th transmission. You're receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. I have a very important, paramount announcement to make at the start of the next segment. And it's an announcement that involves all of you that listen and watch this broadcast. And it's a choice you have to make. And that will be up to you, and that will be the deciding factor in much of what we do forward, because I've decided to use this as a gauge to make some decisions I've got coming up in the near future. So look for that in the next segment. As I said, the big General Flynn emergency alert, emergency message, peaceful battle plan to retake America and the world. I haven't even figured out the title yet. I need to, during the next break, finish up the title for this because it's powerful. And it's a little under an hour long. And then there's a whole second interview with General Flynn and a panel that we're going to be airing tomorrow. It's coming to the InfoWar in the third hour today. It will be posted in the third hour to band.video. It's incredibly important. But again, I want to walk a very fine line here, and a very straight line here, a very crisp point here. If you are given over to fear, and if you are given over to a spirit of weakness, you will hear the things I talk about, and it will demoralize you further. If you decide that you're an eternal spirit, and that what really matters is what you do in your life in front of God and in front of everybody else as an example to be a leader. And that is what this whole process and this test on this planet in the third dimension is. And so when I lay out the horrible scenarios that the system is testing and looking at, as if there was a gun to their head to do it, not to save the earth, but to keep themselves in power. They talk about the end of the world coming in 2030 if they don't kill 90% of us and all the rest of this garbage. It's because they know the end of their reign's coming. I mean, do they know something's going to arrive? What is it? Well, I think it's all right there in the Bible. And if you really look at the Bible from a little bit different angle than what you've been taught by these small-minded preachers, it's very clear what it is. And it's an exact warning, a transmission, delivered in person so that you would understand what was playing out. God gave us free will, but loves us so much, we were given the cheat sheet. We were given the pamphlet on how to pass the test. And we're now here. This is it. It's starting right now. It might take a year, it might take 20, it might take 100. But you better believe that they're trying to force what this entity does to planets on us right now. This has been done before, ladies and gentlemen. And that this has been repeated quite a bit. And there are a lot of people that are scared and they decide to join it. You know, I realize that my broadcast has driven a lot of people into the arms of the New World Order. I know a lot of prominent people, prominent talk show hosts, who have signed on to this. But they've signed on to try to make it a better Star Trek future, as they always say. But it's not going to be a Star Trek utopia where humanity is empowered and everybody has a job that's expected of them and we're all on one big team. Are you kidding? You look at everything that comes out of this system, it's the opposite of that. It's here to destroy us. So people can rationalize all day long what this is, but you can see it, you can taste it, you can smell it, and it's death. It's bad. I need to get to this Greg Reese piece, and there's just so much damn news. And I'm going to try to stop pontificating. Very interesting 3-hour-long podcast with Tim Pool last night. Joe was supposed to pop by for 30 minutes. He was there over an hour. And Joe is definitely super awake now. And that's good. And that's just going to be the choice that everybody else is going to have to make in their lives about what side you're on, ladies and gentlemen. But it is heartening to see the most popular people with the people are awake. But that's because we're humans. We want freedom. We want justice. We're nice people. And we all have the same enemies, folks, and it's a spiritual enemy. And everybody's going to have to come to grips with that, or you will be destroyed. So let's go ahead and go to Greg Reese's report, and then we will come back on the other side. Here it is. With the support of the big banks, the CCP prepares for world domination.
Have you heard of this? Blasts in China, all within a week. 10 explosions, 10 bomb blasts in one country in less than a week.
Between October 21st and October 27th, there were at least 10 mysterious explosions throughout China, killing at least 13 people and injuring many more. These mysterious explosions came just weeks before Xi Jinping was anointed as a revered leader of the CCP, preparing him for next year's CCP Congress, which is scheduled for next October. This gives Xi less than a year to make good on his commitment to absorb Taiwan into the CCP and unite all of China under communism. And allowing this to happen would be handing the world economy over to the communist Chinese. The CCP deploys massive fishing fleets to illegally plunder protected areas, such as the Galapagos Islands, because they are hungry. The CCP is undergoing a food shortage crisis, warning people to stock up on essential items, and adopting laws against food waste and binge eating. The CCP has been buying massive amounts of farmland in Australia and the United States. Handing over the world economy to the communist Chinese would be national suicide for both nations, who have already been infiltrated at the highest levels of government by the CCP. A handful of Republican senators visited Taiwan to vow U.S. support. The U.S. Secretary of State has said that the U.S. will defend Taiwan. And Australia's Minister for Defense has vowed to back the U.S. and Taiwan against China. But who currently has control over the Australian military? Or the U.S. military? The CCP's own woke American puppet, General Mark Milley, says that the U.S. is incapable of defending itself against China's hypersonic missile tech. PSYOPs, something we have all been learning about firsthand. Many of us have read how they've done it in history, but today we are all witnessing in real time how the banking cartel is capable of orchestrating a world war. As China's housing giant Evergrande defaults on billions of dollars of debt, Goldman Sachs is busy buying up these garbage assets with U.S. taxpayer dollars. Goldman Sachs is bailing out the CCP with U.S. tax dollars, while the CCP is preparing to wage war against the U.S. By hook or by crook, the ethos of the communist Chinese is what the bankers want for their world government dream. Every individual connected to a central bank, controlled by a social credit score.
All right, folks.
And made to accept endless injections.
The full report is on Bandai Video. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This amazing audience of activists that without InfoWars, the planet would be in a lot worse shape. And it's because of you, you are InfoWars, that we have come so far together and that we have a real fighting chance against this evil. It'll overtake us for a while, but then we know what happens on the other side. The big victory. They'll win battles, but they'll lose the war. Now, I can't reveal to all of you our strategy. And I know the enemy strategy. And so we have ways to ensure, barring myself being put in prison, which they're trying to do around the clock, but I'm so clean that they're gonna have to completely set me up, which we're prepared for. We understand. You know, that's something that if it needs to happen, it's going to happen, or kill me. And we know they've already been trying. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm in God's hands. And so I'm going to be on air as long as God wants me to be. But I've also got to be a good steward of that
And I've got to really now do my most important work, which we're doing now. And in just a few weeks, we're going to make a lot of announcements, and then in the new year, even more. And you've got my commitment that I'm going to be working 16 to 18 hours a day because we've been given this important office of resistance. And, you know, my prayers have come true. I really don't like corruption. I don't like child molesters. I don't like devil worshipers. And the Holy Spirit placed it on my heart really strong to want to fight them. And I prayed to God that God would raise me up and help me work with others to stand up for the innocent. And God has done that. But I will tell you, the Holy Spirit each time came to me and said and showed me what was going to happen down the road and different permutations of that. And it will not be fun, but I want to be Christ-like. So, and we all need to strive to be like Christ. And so it's a great honor to be persecuted, and it's a great honor to be attacked, and it's a great honor to be killed, if that's what needs to happen. It's an extreme honor. I'm very blessed. And I know my parents are very proud of me, and they're very committed. They understand, and so is my whole family. And that's the good thing about this is that I am just the most blessed person in the world to be in this position. And my only regret is that I'm worldly, and I've gotten mad, and I've been annoying, and I've made a lot of mistakes. But my heart was right. And I love God, and I love you. And I'm not really worried about me. I just want to be able to finish this race as best I can, carry out the course, and do as best I can for the children, because I have a stack of news right here where they're teaching pedophilia to our children all over the country secretly, and it's coming out in federal documents, and where the federal government's creating a list of millions of Americans as terrorists to be arrested and rounded up. That's congressional hearings happening right now in the Intelligence Committee, in the national security areas, and the FBI. And I get tears in my eyes thinking about this, because we were once a really great country. We've always had problems, but we really are captured and run by evil now. And that's a very sad thing. I mean, we have the very worst people you can imagine run our government now. I mean, they are. It starts with child molesters, and it just gets worse from there. And so God's in control, and prophecy is being fulfilled, and it's our job just to be the light in the world and to stand up to evil and to just know that Christ is going to pull us through at the end, no matter what happens to these bodies. So with that said, I have never really pushed hard for donations. I've done it here and there sporadically, and I have sold my house, and I am fully putting everything into expansion. So that just during this key time, we just launch everything we've got at the Globalist and just absolutely, do our job. And that means travel around the country. That means launching more shows, making films, backing other people. It just means really focusing and letting the Holy Spirit guide you and do the right thing. And so I don't want to say I'm a proud person, but I also never took loans to start this operation. I depended on you and your support, and I appreciate it. But we need to continue to fight these rigged court cases, even though we know they're rigged. We have to make them go through all their procedures and then what they plan to do at the end of that and the rest of it. Because that's the right thing to do, is to go forward and to defend ourselves and to show what's happening and let them lie and let them cheat and let them steal and let them engage in all their corruption with the media and the courts and the systems and all of it ganged up on us because they want to get you. So for those that don't know what a decent legal defense costs to actually fight major Democratic Party litigators that bankrupted Remington, it's a lot of money. So it's very, very simple. If you want to see InfoWars on a war footing, if you want to see us maximize what God's given us to warn as many people as we can and to save as many children and others from these poisonous blood-clotting bioweapons, and if you want us to really be able to in this key chapter really fulfill what we're meant to do, then you need to support us, and I know you are. But it's very serious, and I don't care if you have a $10 or $1,000 or $1 million. I know we got all these billionaires, everybody else listening, to donate to InfoWars at SaveInfoWars.com. Because then I can spend the money we've got to run the operation and expand the operation and take that money for all these trials. They have right now six trials that they've all coordinated and prepared for this summer and fall, where obviously that's what the defaults are about, so I can't defend myself. So that they just say you're guilty, and now the jury, it's like a gladiator where he stabs him before he fights him. Let's imagine your arms and legs tied, and you're tied to a post, and then the gladiator comes out and fights you. They would never let us actually get in front of a jury. So that's why they've rigged all this and done all this. They're going to have all the TV cameras there. It's going to be all over. I mean, we're talking six trials. Four of them, the Sandy Hook garbage. And that's okay, because they're sending pedophiles, the globalists are, into our schools. They're teaching critical race theory. They're destroying the nation. They're devaluing the dollar. We're in a war. So this is their plan for me to try to take us off the air. And they just keep thinking I'd roll over or submit to them because they think I'm like them, where it's all about me. This is about the mission. So what matters is that we be able to complete the mission. They want to burn us up millions of dollars, and that's what it takes. A couple million dollars in today's inflationary thing is not that much. It's like a fire suit. And I got to go into the burning house, and I'm going to end up getting burned up in the end. But I've got to get the children out. That's the analogy. And so I've got the fire suit on, and the money you give us is the fire suit. I've already been in the house a while, okay? And it does not feel good, okay? But I understand there's a mission. And we've already hauled out a bunch of the kids. There's a lot more in there. And I'm going to stay in the burning house, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you're going to watch us burn down. You're going to watch me burn up, okay? I'm going to keep going in there and hauling kids out until I'm dead. You understand that? In fact, I want to keep going in the house. That's the number one thing I want to do. So I need you to keep me in the game, to keep me in the fight. You understand that? I'm literally dependent on you. I'm like a horse that lives in a stall. You don't feed me. You don't take care of me. I die. And all I want to do is run. All I want to do is fight. All I want to do is stand up for you. I want to fight for you. I want to be your champion. But I can't do it if you don't support us. I need your prayers. I need your word of mouth, because that's what they want to suppress, is what we're doing here. And I need money. Hell, I mean, the work we're doing, we should be given billions of dollars by these rich people. But that's why they're rich. They hold on to it. If they had a piece of coal up their rear end, they turn it into a diamond. Okay? Good. They can be buried with it all. What I'm telling you is that I'm fully committed. I'm going to spend everything I've got to stay on air as long as we can, because I know that's our mission, to keep transmitting and fighting and putting ourselves in harm's way, because we're going to lose everything anyways if we don't turn this around. So I'm fully committed. I'm basically a kamikaze mission. Everybody knows that. And I appreciate our crew and everybody else, and I really thank you for all your prayers. But go to SaveInfoWars.com. It's give, send, go. Great patriots. I was already planning to do this. They wouldn't let us raise money anywhere else. These are great guys. Ran to the CEO at the Flint event, and he said, you really should raise money for yourself. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. And so it also supports give, send, go. They're great people. We're putting 5% towards them, because it's a free service. They need to fund themselves. It's very important that we as Christians and patriots have a place to do this. So SaveInfoWars.com. Please go there and donate so that we know we have the other money that we have to actually expand at this key point in the battle. I mean, I want to really give it all to them and not be distracted with monetary issues, because I don't want to fold legally. But we've run out of money, basically. Okay? So please go to SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com. One more.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.